And last year we had a chance to see the famous Nezivos, based on the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, to differentiate between Machalos Asuras and HaTorah, and Machalos Asuras and Mizrabanan, in the world of Mekachtos. The Nezivos developed that there must be the fact that once you've eaten it, you can still ask for a refund if it was treif from HaTorah, but not for the treif from Mizrabanan. And he said, working backwards, there must be. That's because if you ate it, it was treif min HaTorah, even though you ate a b'shogeg, we see in Chumash that aver b'shogeg requires kapara. So he says that's true by deraisas, but not by drabans. And why, in turn, is that true? He says the shorash adavar is because by isa deraisa, actually something wrong with the item. Something spiritually, metaphysically wrong with the item. You did something fundamentally wrong. By isa drabanan, he suggests Lo Sasur, or whatever the pasuk is in Chumash, it's the basis for a Jew's requirement to follow legislation of the Chachamim, to follow Dinim Drabanan, that Chazal can create new Dinim Drabanan, and I am a Jew, I'm mechuyev to follow that. I'm mechuyev to listen to the Rabbanan. I'm mechuyev to listen to Rabbanan. I have a chiyev tzius. I have a chiyev to obey. And if I'm going to ignore or write off what they say, if I'm disrespect what they say, that's an isur merit. I'm violating, I'm not respecting rabbinic authority. So Rav Nesiva says, but if you were respecting rabbinic authority, I wasn't trying to do something, I thought it was kosher. It turns out that it was treif from Rabbanan. Is anything nothing wrong? Isur Rabbanan eino tzarech kapar. And that's pshat the Shulchan Aruch, gevaldik. And that was the classically accepted assumption for well over a century after Nesiva wrote this. The Isur Rabbanan, not Isur Chefza. Chazal don't have the right to actually change the nature of things. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that. They can just make new rules, and I have to listen to their rules. But being that it's extrinsic, it's external, it's not intrinsic, not changing the inherent nature of the thing. So if I did a b'shogeg, I wasn't moreid, so that there's no need for a kapara, because it's not an Isur Chefza, it's merely an Isur Gav, just an Isur Maaseh. Ad Shabbar, Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel comes along in the 1920s and says, whoa, one second. He has an Asim Daraisa, one of his classic svarim, probably his most popular sefer. That's Aleph Tav Vav Vav Nun, Asvan Daraisa. That's Aramaic for Osios HaTorah, the letters of the Torah. He writes that he decided to entitle the sefer Letters of the Torah because when he was ready to publish, he had 27 different articles and 27 different topics in Shas. And 27 is the number of letters in the alphabet. So that's why he calls the sefer Osios HaTorah. Now I look around and see a few quizzical. Some people are not quizzical. That's because maybe you're thinking about pizza. And if you are quizzical, you're like, one second, I thought there were 22. Last time I checked, there were 22 letters in the alphabet. Right. So you guys said Engel is such a lamdan. Even there's lamdas in the title. Because he's assuming... How you get 27 from 22?
At
5, right. The end of the letters, the Menatzbach. Those five letters that change at the end, the Osteosophios, see, he was assuming those are separate letters, which maybe have relevance in the sugya of Melachos Kosev and Shabbos, even the title has lumps. Anyhow, Rabbi Yosef Engel, absolute charif from one of the great Hanacham of Poland in the early 20th century. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, in Asim Daraisa, he says, we already quoted one piece from Asim Daraisa last week. Simon Vav talks about the nature of the Isra Demai. He says in Simon Yud, he says, you know, Achronim discuss whether Isurim Drabanan are merely Isurei Gavra. He says a lot of them say that, and that's obviously false. One of his key rayos, one of his central pivotal rayos, is our sugya. He says, how could you tell me that an Isser Drabbanan by definition is merely an Isser Gavra? It's not really, the thing itself hasn't changed. I can prove to you it's not the case. How does he get proved? From Masechet Chulin, from our sugya. What on earth does our sugya have to do with anything else? He says it has everything to do with this. Because, let's remember that our Gemara is all about from the Hezav Zayin, the sugya of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol al yedei tzadikim. And you remember, Tosas had raised the question on Daf Hayyam and Beis, we spoke about this last week. Hey, how could it be? The Gemara says this in several places, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol yadam, but there are so many other Gemaras that assume otherwise. There are so many other Gemaras, Yehuda ben Tabai, the Gemara in Makkos, he inappropriately put someone to death, and the Tanur of Yishmael, Kara Vahita, right, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tafi Beis, that he was accidentally Mechal Shabbos, and so on and so forth. So what's Takip Shat? But you remember, Tosfos is very bothered in several places, including Chulin Daf Hei and Beis. And what's the answer? The answer was, well, only what? It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let Tzad do any Aveira, Dafka Takala. What's a Takala? Specific, what type of Aveira? What Tosfos say? Tosfos?
Eating.
Then Tosfos said, eating. Let's open the Tosfos again. Tosfos says, eating? Really? Even eating? You can find places in Shas where there are Talmid Chacham who accidentally eat the Iser. He said, how about the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? Kamabasim tafshul de bavloi b'tzom rabat de marava. One of the Amoraim says that he's commenting that the Amorai Bavel were off on the calendar one year. And he says, the food of the Bavli Jews is very, very tasty on the day which is Yom Kippur for the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Ouch. Right? In other words, they accidentally were off and they were eating on Yom Kippur. It was actually Yom Kippur. They didn't know. They ate. That's a pretty severe, we were talking this morning, right? That's a kares, Yom Kippur. Achilu b'Yom Kippur. That's an Isser kares. That's a pretty severe, and that's eating. Or, less severe, but still not there of eating. Give on the last paragraph of Pesachim, the sugyas of Kiddush and Abdallah. Rabbi Yom Bar Abba Ikla Veira Vasi, Tosis quotes. Pesachim Kuvav, Tosis here. Heim Adveiz. Quotes from Pesachim Kuvav and Adveiz. Rabbi Yom Bar Abba travels to the home of Ravasi. The Ishtali, he forgot, the Tom Kodem Abdallah. And he tasted it, and he started eating before he made Abdallah. And Tosis says, that's a prayer. The Gemara says there's a severe onish for that. Misaso Ba'askara. Yikes. So how do you understand that? I understand. You have holy tzaddikim who accidentally ate Yom Kippur, not because they were ill. They were ill, they're supposed to eat Yom Kippur. If they're suffix sakaras nefashos. No, they just made a mistake. They were perfectly healthy, but they accidentally ate Yom Kippur. Or here you have a tzaddik. You have a holy tzaddik, a holy amora, you have Yirmi Bar Abba, who accidentally forgot and ate before Abdullah. How are you talking to Israel Achila? So what's Tosis' answer? What's Tosis' say? Tosis, oh! Hasam achilas heterhu. Elusha ochel b'sho'o asura. There the food is kosher. Don't they eat tray for food on Yom Kippur? Not they eat tray for food. He didn't have a slice of bacon before Havdalah. They didn't eat cheeseburgers on Yom Kippur. They ate perfectly kosher food. But it was the wrong time. It was achilas heter, it was kosher food. But it was b'sho'o asura. It was a forbidden time. You're not allowed to eat anything on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat anything after Shabbos, before Havdalah. And therefore, so what's Tosfos' point? Okay, but Maisa, this is Rachila. What's the sense in that? So the answer is, what Tosfos is driving at, even saying the points out, is that the problem is you can't eat something that's osur b'cheftza. It can't eat something drink. If it happens to be, it's not that all food becomes spiritually poisonous in Yom Kippur. All of a sudden, all food becomes treif in Yom Kippur? No. What a Jew is not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur is Isser Gavra. Over the course of Yom Kippur, no one's allowed to eat. Everyone has to be in a state of self-affliction, of inut. A Jew can't eat until after he makes Havdalah. But it's not that the food became treif. It's Achilas Heter b'Shah Asura. In other words, it was merely Isser Gavra. And the whole issue of Takala Tzadikim is only Chetz of Yisura. So now Yosef Engel says, one second. Tosfos just told me that this whole issue only applies when it's eating, and specifically eating something that's actually Aser Bechetza. Now that we set the table, let's eat. Now that we set the table, he says, one second. What was our Gemara talking about that Vav HaManal? Which of them? Demai? Right? Zayr said, how could Rashi have eaten the Demai? And what was his answer? Oh, I found the Tosefta. There was, Haruvah's Demai is Mutter. The Demai is not like normally Surim. Once you mix it, Bata Barol, Mutter. And we asked a question. You guys have already asked that question. We got to, you guys asked that question. We're learning Davav. One second. Why didn't he give a much simpler answer? He spent time chazing Tosefta, which is a good thing to do. We should all be zeich learn Tosefta and chazing Tosefta. But what do you need to spend? Because he should have had an answer even before he chazed Tosefta. He should have just said, obviously, this if Nashamayim, they allowed Rav Asi to eat this Am Haaretz innkeeper's wine-fused eggs, it must be this Am Haaretz is one of the ones who is Me'aser. It must be this actually is not Tevel. And why didn't he say that? So the answer is, apparently that wouldn't have been sufficient. Good, it's not actually Tevel. It's not Issa Daraisa. That's great, but apparently it's still an Issa Rabbana. Apparently, Demai, that's what Reb Bengel had developed in Siman Vav, that you guys developed in Shir last week, apparently Demai is an independent Issa Rabbana. It's not just that Chazal said, you should be Choshesh for the Miyot who are not Maas, or you should be Choshesh for the chance that there's an Issa Daraisa of Tevel. That was the motivation, but what Chazal created is a new Issa Rabbana called Demai. And whether, in fact, it's Tevel or not, it's Demai. Unless you know, it's a reverse quantum effect. Until you observe, until you know that it's Kasher, until you know that it's Ma'usar, it is Demai. Your lack of knowledge makes it Bevadai, and this is Rabban of Demai. And that we developed last week. So one second. Yes, Engel says, man, let's pull the pieces together. So, Yitosis on that page, they told me, Takal is only by Yisurei. Yisurei. Achille, specifically, Yitosis of Hay had said, don't worry about Yom Kippur, don't worry about Lifnei Havdalah. Why? Because it's rock Yisurei Chafza. And yet, the Gemara on the Vav says that we're not appointed to Tevel. Tevel we could have answered. It wasn't the problem with Tevel, because maybe this Amar was indeed a religious man who did take Maaseh. The issue is Demai. So although Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meiv Takal Yom does not apply to eating on Yom Kippur, it does not apply to eating before Abdullah, it does apply to eating Demai. And the only solution had to be, oh, but this is Tarumus is Mutter. Which means that while eating on Yom Kippur is not a Yisr Chafza, eating Demai is. Even though, as we just clarified, we're not talking about the possibility of the Issa D'Oraisa of Tevel. We're talking about the Issa D'Rabbanan of Demai. So Engel says, if you put all the pieces together, we'll review in a moment, we'll recap in a moment, the train of reasoning, is once you put all, as I said before, you set the table, now we dive in. Once you have all the pieces set up, you have your ducks in a row, he says, put the piece together, we just proved against the Nesivus. We just proved that there can be an Issa D'Rabbanan B'Chefza. We thought that Yisur D'Rabbanan are not so deep. I mean, we have to follow Yisur D'Rabbanan, but we thought that it was merely Nisr Gavra. We thought just Chazal the right to make rules that we're mechuyev to follow. That's what the Nesivus had argued. That had been the classically accepted understanding. Comes to Rebbe Yosef Engel in the early 1900s with this revolutionary argument. And no, look at our sugya. That's what I told you this morning. It's all, our sugya is the center. Hey, Leveis, Babunal, Mesech Eschulim. This, he has other rayas, but this is his central raya. You see, you put all the pieces together. Again, Tosfos is dealing with when is this issue in Enak Takola Tzadikim, Enak Kadosh Baruch Hu Meiv Takal Yadam. When does it apply, when does it not apply? Tosfos only applies to Achila, not to Ritzicha, not to Chil Shabbos, and even more so, not only Achila, but only in Yisr Chafetz of Achila. Not Achilas Hatter B'Shoah Hasura. Don't worry about Yom Kippur, don't worry about eating before Abdullah, those are dinim, important dinim, but they're not relevant to this sukkah. This sukkah is only about eating something that's treif. So that's an improper shrika, dafei nebeis, or demai, dafei nebeis. The problem is one second, but we're not talking about tevel, because tevel, you could maybe wasn't tevel. The issue was demai. A mirror is a drabanon. Apparently, it's not so mirror. Apparently, even is a drabanon, it's a chafter. That's the way Rabbi Yosef Engel presents it. That's the way the Rav Elchanan Wasserman and the Stipler both quote this. If you want to see some more of it in those more famous achronim, this may be your first exposure to Rabbi Yosef Engel. If you want to see it in, if you want the Maram Kamos, the Stipler is in Zeraim, Siman Dalet. The Bachan is in two places. in Kovetz Aharos, which is his Sefer Yevamos, Simon Ayin Hey, and in Kuntras Divrei Sofrim, which is his Sefer Kuntras that he wrote about the nature of Divrei Rabbanan on the end of Simon Aleph. Kovetz Aharos Ayin Hey, Kuntras Divrei Sofrim, the end of Simon Aleph, and Stiplin's Ram Simon Dal. So they all quoting this notion of your Sfeigel, very powerful. Very powerful. Okay. So we could stop here. We could stop here. So, the Siva said X, but Yosef Endel said no. It's like against the Sugi Nechulun. Now, you might still be wondering, what's happening? And what do you do with the Nesivus' point? Shulchan Aruch. Yosef Endel doesn't, as far as I saw, does not circle around. But here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that if you think about some more, it's not really a makash against the Nesivus. What was the Nesivus' source? Where do you get this from? A Gemara? Where do you get it from? A Rambam, right? Shulchan Aruch, and if you trace it back, it's a Rambam. Where do you get some angle there from? A Gemara? Right. It's a Gemara, but only if you use Tosos. Right? It's a Gemara d'Avav. You need Tosa Daf Hey. After all, as we saw, not everyone agrees to Tosas, right? The Rambam is a different way of understanding Ikar Shbocha Meir Takal Yadam. So specifically Tosas. So what's really going on is this whole discussion of Rav Yosef Endel is really, he's presenting the position of Tosas. While the Nesivus was really presented in the position of Shulchan Aruch, which is ultimately Rambam. So it's really, I would suggest, a machlokes harishonim. What's the nature? How deep do Isurim Drabanan go? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chazal the power to institute, to legislate, to create Nevi'im Drabanan, not only to interpret and discover what the Daraisas mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chazal, independent of that, the power to create new Din Jarvanan. So how deeply does that run? They actually can change the nature of things? Yes, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, based on Tosus. No, says Nesivus, based on the Rambam. There's really a machlokas, I would suggest to you, it's a machlokas, Tosus, and Rambam. Rabbi Yosef Engel pointing out the Tosus and Chulin, Hey, and Beis. And Nesivus is pointing out Rambam and Hilchos Mechira. And, to top it all off, they are consistent as well. Because I can show you another Rambam, and I can show you another Tosfos, who line up. Again, Tosfos, Chulin, is saying that Drabbanans are Cheftza, the Etzem, whatever language you like to use, they are fundamental, intrinsic, they actually can make this a Dabar Aser. Whereas the Sifu is saying for the Rambam, that is just Gavra, just an Isser Mered. Now, let's look at the evidence, and let's see if they line up, or they don't line up. Let's see where this takes us. Let's see if this is going to work out well, or let's see if we're going to have some problems. Is it going to work out? Maybe it won't work out. Maybe it won't. Or maybe it won't. We may end with a problem. Let's see. Let's see where this takes us. Maybe talk a little bit about it. Okay. Because, what does Tosas tell us? What does the Rambam tell us in Hilchos Sota? What does the Rambam tell us in Hilchos Sota? The Ram tells me Hilchos Sota. Just put it on the side for me. What did Tosa tell me in Masechta Sukkah? What did Tosa tell me in Masechta Sukkah? What did Tosa tell me in Masechta Sukkah? What did Mishnah say? Open your Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. Open your Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. It's the first day.
Sukkah
21 is possible. Right? Too high is possible or not. Right? Now the... And you were very precise. You said the Mishnah says if a sukkah is too high, more than 20 amos, it's possible. What does the Gemara discuss? The Gemara discusses, well, why did you say possible?
Namiya.
Right? Oh. And then Erevin, and then Tosis picks this up. Then Erevin, we also have such a din that if you have Midrabanan, you have to have a. Right. In Rabbanan, if you have a mavoi, you have an alleyway which has three walls, but the courtyards are empty into it. So it's not Rosh Hashanah and Mikra Din. If it's a dead end mavoi, not Rosh Hashanah, it has three walls, but it opens directly into the street, opens directly into Rosh Hashanah. It's confusing. A lot of people walking through. It opens straight into Rosh Hashanah, so that people can easily get confused. Even though this mavoi is not itself Minat Torah Rosh Hashanah, in Rabbanan, you have to put something at the border between the mavoi and the street, so people don't get confused. Let's take a look. Something like this. Let's say this is the street. Cars going by, or more likely, people and horses and camels going by. Right? This is the Rosh Hashanah. And here is my mavoi. And there are entrances to different chatzeros, different areas with homes. A lot of people are going in and out. Imagine sort of like the lobby of a big apartment building, except that this is open air. And it's just, there's walls on three sides, but the fourth side is totally open to the street. So if people are here, Mutzah, Me'atar, Mutzah, Kari. You're here in the lobby, Me'atar, Mutzah, Kari. You're here, Mutzah, Kari. But there's an invisible line over here. As soon as you cross over to here, Isra Daraisa to Kari. That's a little confusing. So the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Erevin says, well, Midrabanan, you got to put something over here. You have to have some sort of reminder as you cross from the Mavoi to the Rabban that there's a difference. These have a standing pole over here, or you put a korah, a horizontal pole, across. So how high is that horizontal pole going to be? Probably going to be across the walls. How high are the walls? Well, it depends. So the Mishnah says, just as the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah Sukkah says the schach can't be too high. The Mishnah, first Mishnah Erevin says that's that pole, that korah better not be too high. The Mishnah says it's, if it's more than 20 amos high, you better bring it down. You might. How come the Mishnah? How come the Mishnah says in Sukkah says it's possible if it's too high? The Mishnah Erevin just said, if the pole is too high, you should make it lower, a little more relaxed. Why? The Gemara says, oh, because that's an Isser, this is a Sukkah, is Daraisa. A Mavoi is a Drabbanon. So by Daraisa, we say puzzle. By Mavoi, we say Drabbanon, we say fix it. We say Takanta, we just tell you how to fix it. By Daraisa, we'll say puzzle. Now, how come by Daraisa, you say puzzle, Drabbanon, you say fix it? Like deraisa you can't fix. You can fix the deraisa. Your sach is too high, lower the walls and bring the sach down. What's that? The Tosis has two answers, which I think correspond to these two approaches. Tosis has one answer that the word puzzle doesn't really fit so well by deraisas. What does that mean? That sounds like the Tosis we know. Excuse me, that sounds like the Rambam. That deraisas are really inherently a problem. Drabbanans are just, you gotta fix it. Here's what you gotta do. It's not inherently a problem. The other approach in Tosis is lines up with Tosis and Chulin. The other approach in Tosis says, you could have said possible by both, meaning Drabbanans are also Bechetza. It's just that we'd rather speak more politely. Yeah, take pizza. Take pizza. I put it out of sight so it wouldn't disappear.
Yeah, it's sorry about the smell.
I think there might be guys who are willing to negotiate a sharing agreement instead of an apology.
We haven't decided where we're going yet, so
well, we have a couple minutes.
You
want to start now?
Oh, it'll be
5 minutes. Another 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to bring him in. I'm doing what I can. Yes, Tosas again. So Tosas and Sukkah. Tosas and Sukkah is hard to focus on all this pizza. So again, let's circle back, Abosai. Let's circle back. We saw a machlokas, a clear machlokas between Tosas and Chulin, our Tosas, versus the Nesivus' Rambam and Hilchos Mechira. The nature of Yisurim Drabanan, fundamental, our Tosas, or not fundamental, Nesivus' Rambam. That machlokas appears as a machlokas within Tosos in the beginning of Sukkah. Where they want to know when the Gemara says the language of Pasul fits by the Rices, but by Drabanan you just say, fix it. How come the language of pasul fits by the rice? There are buttons you wouldn't say pasul. Why is that? So one approach in Tosus accords with the Rambam, which is a simple reading of that Gemara, that it makes sense to say pasul by the rice, because the rice is it's really wrong. But your buttons, you just have to, you can't act though, you have to act if you got to fix. But then Tosus has a different approach, which is less pasha in the language of that Gemara, but fits with the approach of Tosus here. They said, no, you could have said pasul by a deraisa too, by a drabanan too. It's just that we would always prefer to say, speak more positively. We'd always prefer Tosus to use lishna malia. We'd always rather say, fix it. You don't want to say pasul. Say, here's what you need to do to solve the situation. We'd always prefer lishna malia. But Tosus says, look, on the other hand, if you know the deraisa, we got to make sure we're very clear, because the Chalila person violates the Dara. It's even worse, violates the Rabbanim. So by the Rices, we have no choice but to say, Pasul. We have to drive the point home. By the Rabbanim, we can afford to speak the way we'd always rather speak, which is Lishna Mai. But to circle back, that's a footnote, that's an appendix. You may want to take a look at the Rambam. Also, Rambam is Sota, you have to figure out, does he fit, how does he fit with the Rambam Hilchos Mechira. But what becomes clear is that in terms of the Nesivus and his proof, the Rambam Hilchos Mechira, what stands against that is clearly our Tosus Maseches Chulin, a machlokes of the nature of Isurim Derabbanan. And let me leave you with one final bit of food for thought. I made a list a number of years ago, 13 machloksim. I lost that list. I've been trying to reconstruct it. I can offhand give you a few. What I noticed was the following phenomenon. And I'm curious whether it relates to this or not. Whenever you have a machlokas, all the Ashkenazim against all the Sfaradim, but whether a particular concept is Daraisa Drabanan, if it's all the Ashkenazim against all the Sfaradim, as far as I could find, it's always Ashkenazim who say Drabanan and Sfarim who say Daraisa. For example, the Shaar Inuyim Yom Kippur, other than eating and drinking, Rechitza Sichem Yisam Tav Shemitah, the Ashkenazim say Drabanan, the Sfarim say Daraisa. Means that Rambam Ram say Daraisa, Bali Tosa say Drabanan. Or the notion of Shabbason on Shabbos, the notion of that there's some sort of mitzvah say of resting on Shabbos. So for Tosa Rosh says it's purely midrabanan. Rama Rabban say doraisa, or melachas chol hamoed. The Easter against doing melachim chol hamoed by Tosa say drabanan, and Sardim say doraisa, or tchum. So tchum of 2,000 amos is machlokas hatanam. We pass clearly tchum of 2,000 amos is drabanan, but there is a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch Hamah about Tchuma of 12 times that amount. 2,000 amas is around two-thirds, give or take two-thirds of a mile. And halacha l'maisa, it is asim rabbanon to leave, walk around that Tchum. Beyond two-thirds of a mile or so, 2,000 amas outside the city limits. That's an isa drabbanon. But the Mechaber holds that to walk 12, not 1 mil, 2,000 amas, but 12 mil, so around 8, 9 miles outside the city, the Sfarim hold that's an Isser Daraisa, whereas the Baal Tosfos hold that's the Ramah Paskins, that Tchum is entirely Midrabanan. We just gave you four or five examples of whole concepts that Machlokas, Ashkenazim, Sfarad, Daraisa, Rabbanan. It's always Ashkenazim say Drabanan, and Sfarim say Daraisa. I have not yet found any counterproofs, nor can I reconstruct the other 8, 9 examples of this. I'd be curious to get your take. But here's what's fascinating. In other words, I'm not 100% sure why it is that the Ashkenazim have more of a tendency to see something, a concept as Rabbanan and the Sfarim do. But I wonder whether it aligns with this. In other words, if the Baal HaTosfos see Rabbanan as being more fundamental and substantive, maybe it's a smaller leap to say that Din is Rabbanan, since even the Drabbanans can be Bechatza. Whereas for the Sfaradim, sorry, for the Rambam, that Issa Drabbanan is very different than Issa Daraisa, as is Nesivus points out, is on display in Hilchos Mechira, so maybe that's why he's more hesitant to say it's Drabbanan, because that's more of a shift. Not sure? Something to think about. Again, this brings us back to working out what's going on in our sugyot. Again, we could have just sort of looked at the Gemara, and there's something about the Mayan and Tzadikim and the donkey shine. But in fact, when you dig deep, you see so many ideas. All the ideas Ramban put forward, that this is an expression of Habalat Tar Nisan Yodo. And Tosus is taking us in the direction of thinking about the differentiating between Isur Rabban and Isur Daraisa, and that implies, as someone pointed out, something very significant about the way Tosfos looked at the Gemara on Daf Vav.